This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Foreign ministers of European Union member countries met with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya in Brussels Monday as they're discussing imposing sanctions on several Belarus officials, possibly including President Alexander Lukashenko. She urged the EU to, quote, be more brave, end quote, in taking action to support the opposition's battle against the authoritarian leader's regime. Despite a sixth straight weekend of mass protest against the sixth-term president over the disputed election, the EU has yet to follow through on a threat to impose sanctions on Belarusian officials. EU's foreign policy chief said Brussels does not recognize Lukashenko as the legitimate president of Belarus. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, whose country holds the EU's rotating presidency, said, quote, the violence that Lukashenko is exerting against peaceful demonstrators is completely unacceptable. More than 100,000 people marched through the Belarusian capital Minsk Sunday, keeping up the pressure on the veteran Belarusian leader to quit. Several protesters were dragged away from the crowd by security forces. In tandem with the protest, anonymous hackers leaked the personal data of 1,000 police officers in retaliation for a crackdown in which thousands of people have been detained. Massive sums of allegedly dirty money have flowed for years through some of the world's largest banking institutions, according to an international journalism investigation published Sunday. The story denounces shortcomings in sector regulations. The probe from BuzzFeed News and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists reports, quote, profits from deadly drug wars, fortunes embezzled from developing countries, and hard-earned savings stolen in a Ponzi scheme were allowed to flow into and out of these financial institutions, end quote. This is VOA News. Lebanese President Michel Aoun said Monday his country faces a crisis over forming a government and proposes annulling sectarian quotas in the main cabinet ministries. In a televised address partially published on Twitter, he said, quote, as the positions have grown harder, there appears to be no solution on the horizon soon, end quote. Indian authorities have confirmed at least 8 people died in a residential building collapse Monday morning in Maharashtra state. Search and rescue teams are working to find dozens of people who may be trapped in the rubble. At least 11 people were injured when the 4-story building collapsed, according to the commissioner of the district where the collapse occurred. He said the building was more than 30 years old and was due for repair and renovation, which were delayed due to the COVID-19 lockdown. Another grim milestone as U.S.-related coronavirus deaths approached 200,000, according to Johns Hopkins University, which has been tracking the outbreak from the start. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The global number of deaths is reaching 5 times as many, with almost 1 million dead from the pandemic, according to Johns Hopkins, a staggering number that seemed impossible earlier in the year. However, experts say the real numbers are far higher because of undercounting related to how deaths are classified. Here in the U.S., while some states like New York have been able to lower the death toll since the peak of the outbreak, other states are getting hit with a resurgence, and experts warn of a coming second wave. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, in Britain, the COVID epidemic is doubling roughly every week, and if it continues to do so, there would be about 50,000 new cases per day by the middle of October, according to the government's chief scientific advisor. Monday, during a televised briefing, he said, quote, at the moment, we think the epidemic is doubling roughly every 7 days, end quote. Republican efforts to fill U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat after her death are likely to move swiftly this week, with President Donald Trump possibly nominating a replacement within days and GOP senators hoping to jumpstart the confirmation process. Ginsburg's death, so close to the election, puts the Senate in uncharted political terrain. Mr. Trump has urged the Republican-run Senate to consider the nomination, quote, without delay, end quote, but has not said whether he would push for a confirmation vote before Election Day. President Trump has said he will probably nominate a woman. For more on all the stories of the day, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.